Federal executive boards, or FEBs, are hubs of communications. It's where federal employees outside of Washington can go learn about issues or changes that affect all agencies. Gwen Campbell is the executive director of the Federal Executive Board for Atlanta. She says that her role is never more important than during times of emergency, such as during Hurricane Katrina.
One of the things that we did was pull together an all-information session with all of the agency heads to talk about what happened, what are you doing, to hear what other people were doing. One of the things that came out of that was that while we were very focused on what they were doing for the people, that there were some real challenges that the agency employees were having that we needed to address. They were not first responders, but they were expected to deliver a service when, in a large sense, they were very impacted personally, too.
Campbell says the FEB helped communicate those challenges in the aftermath of Katrina.
But we could report some of those needs then up the line to Washington, so you could work on putting some systems in place to help facilitate serving the public, but also serving the employees as well.
But most of the time, Campbell says, the FEB's role is less than exciting, but still very important.
We help agencies collaborate, communicate, and work together, and we handle common things. For instance, we will work with them on a tabletop exercise to be sure that everybody is of one accord in the event of an emergency. We provide training, skill-based training, which is common to agencies. The Employee of the Year recognition program to give recognition to federal employees. We run the Combined Federal Campaign. Those kinds of things that every agency has a piece in, but rather every agency doing something independently, we coordinate.
Lisa Makaszewski is the executive director of the Philadelphia FEB. She spent most of her 25-year career working for the Defense Logistics Agency. She became the FEB director in December. Makaszewski says there's so much information that flows within an agency, it tends to get lost between agencies. And that is where the FEB comes in.
We put people in touch with each other who have similar needs, similar requirements, and somebody might have a requirement that somebody else has already dealt with, or they might be implementing something that another organization is just starting with and they don't know what some of the pitfalls might be, and we try to put them in touch with each other so they can learn from each other. So it's a lot of collaboration, communication, and just getting folks together so that we can move forward.
Makaszewski says the implementation of the new telework enhancements law is a perfect example of the role the FEBs play. The FEBs help provide the field-level experience when it comes to developing those policies. Makaszewski says there are still agencies who are finding it difficult to implement the telework law and its regulations.
Even when we do something that is now, you've only have this much time to actually make this a regular process, and they're working towards that, it still is a challenge. And when you've got folks who are in that boat and you've got folks in this other boat that's, you know, a little speedboat bumping along and they've got folks teleworking 2, 3, 4 days a week, it's, again, you're trying to represent the interests of such a broad spectrum of experience and need that it's oftentimes very difficult to make all that work in one single policy.
Campbell says the FEB only gets involved in policy discussions when OPM or other agencies ask. She points to two such recent occasions.
With the modernization that they did with HR, with OPM, we had a series of sessions where people came out to explain the new system and give field people an opportunity to ask questions and get information that they could take back and factor into it. We've had situations with continuity of operations where someone has come out from the national response plan to talk about it and you have an opportunity to give input. And probably some employees who are very astute are using that performance.gov to look at what's happening and give input that way.
Makaszewski says at times there's a disconnect between policy development and its implementation.
A lot of times we have folks who choose to manage by magic wand. So let it be written, so let it be done. And unfortunately, things don't work like that. We can say we want to do things, and the folks in the field will want, you know, they may not be thrilled about it, but they'll do it. But the challenge that they have is they have to make that policy happen. and there are not always structures in place, processes in place. There's not always the support that will enable that to work.
Beyond policies, FEBs make calls for weather closures and when dealing with other disasters. Campbell says that in Atlanta, the FEB sends out alerts to agency heads through text messages, email, and phone messages. Makazuski says preparing for weather or other related disasters is part of an annual tabletop exercise the FEB runs. This year's exercise was called Liberty Down. The scenario was a pipe burst causing several floors to flood in a building and taking out the electrical and mechanical systems.
So what do you do? And trying to get people to think through this, and how do you keep operations moving? How do you keep serving the public? How do you make sure that your employees continue to be served? Can you run the payroll? Pretty basic questions, and yet they have a great impact on whether or not you're still going to be able to do business. So the exercise is really kind of give the organizations that participate the opportunity to look at these questions. And when I say that there, some organizations are handling it much more like a real emergency, I know that there were some organizations that were planning to participate in our exercise and did not announce that they were going to ask their employees to relocate to the COOP site.
Both Makazuski and Campbell say that FEBs help remind Washington of who their customers are on a day-to-day basis. And what should Washington employees know about those in the field? Campbell says these employees bring innovation and knowledge to help meet the mission.
I think that we are getting better at listening and understanding that it's a team process and that we work hand in hand. You know, we toss that number around all the time. About 85 to 88% of all federal employees are outside of D.C. And I think more and more, every time I've gone into Washington for a meeting, I'm hearing that all the time. And people are beginning, for the FEB meetings, more and more agencies are beginning to come to our meetings to hear from us. So I think that we're making the case that, and I think they're receptive.
In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.